It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. It's the 18th of the month. God bless each one of you, and we wish you God's richest blessing. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together, to be able to open up your word. We thank you for giving us a restful night, and now we pray that as we go into today's worship, that your spirit would abide with us by teaching us the things we need to know. We ask for the unction of the Holy Spirit to be granted to our pastor and for you to fill him with your spirit, Lord. Help us always to grow in grace and wisdom as we continue to draw close to you in these days. For in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is, It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about it's about time.
Amen. It is about time, brothers and sisters. Let me try to put something else in. Praise the Lord. All right. The triumph of the saints. The triumph of the saints. We're still in Daniel chapter 7. Let's pray together at this time. Father in heaven, thank you very much that you are in charge. Thank you very much that we can live lives free from sin. We thank you for the power of God. We pray, Lord, that you will use us to be a blessing to reach some precious soul today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Daniel 7 is famous, my brothers and sisters, for the understanding of the great beast, the kingdoms of Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, as is Daniel 2, just that. It's just that in Daniel 2, they are portrayed as part of a metallic image. In Daniel 7, they're beast. And there's so much about these beasts, lion with eagle's wings, bear, three ribs in his mouth, that we forget there's a good portion of this that talks about God's people triumphing in the end. And let me tell you this, that there is a misconception even among Sabbath keepers that we are delivered by the second coming of Christ. We're not actually delivered by the second coming of Christ. We are delivered prior to that. He just comes to take us home. And I'm going to share some things with you because it's brought out in this chapter that in the those who go through this crisis will triumph on this earth before Jesus comes. Okay? So I'm just going to be reading from some selected verses in Daniel 7. Notice what verse 17 says, and I believe we prayed. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. Let me pray again just because I'm not sure. Father, bless us as we study in Jesus' name. Amen. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, you don't hear this talked about. It said these great beasts. Now, there you have Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. And in Daniel 7, it includes papal Rome, okay? It includes it in Daniel 2 as well. It's the feet that represent papal Rome, the Roman Catholic Church that took over the Roman Empire, okay? Because clay represents church and that the Roman state represented iron. You had iron and clay in the feet of Daniel 2. So in Daniel 7, you have the beast, the dragon, that terrible beast, but then we had 10 horns. And we learned that a little horn came up, that uprooted three of the 10, which are the Ostrogoth, Heruli, and Vandals, I believe it is. We talked about it the other day. And it reminds me of a statement in a book called First Selected Messages, page 204, that says, nothing will be allowed to stand in the way of the new movement. That's talking about Seventh-day Adventists and a movement to change the church into a more modern church and disassociate itself from the landmarks and beliefs. And it says the end of that church would be that storm and tempest would sweep away its structure. That's why, friends, I believe in the movement and the message, but I'm not married to an organization that has started in 1963, according to what they told the federal government. And I can prove that to you if you want to know, but it's in the USPTO.gov, okay? I'm part of the movement that started with Adam and Eve in their converted state, moved on to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in their converted state, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, and then, of course, moving on, Jesus, the apostles, and all of that, and then the Protestant Reformation, and leading up to the Advent movement. That's what I'm a part of, brothers and sisters. That's what I believe in. That's the church I'm a part of. Its headquarters are in heaven, and it has many tentacles of truth that are global around this country. I just want to be one little part of a tentacle, okay? But many people misbelieve or misunderstand and think that it's an organization. That organization has been predicted to fall. storm and tempest would sweep away the structure. As plain as day, the Lord has told us, the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. That didn't say Jesus is coming. It says these four beasts, these great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. So what am I saying? Am I saying we're going to be on this earth forever? That's not what I'm saying, and I'm not saying Jesus is not coming. What I am simply saying is we tend to see ourselves as being persecuted and beaten down and some of us martyred, and all of a sudden, boom, the light of Jesus comes to deliver us. I'm just telling you, no, the kingdom comes to us even before. The triumph over the devil, and everybody will know it, will happen before Jesus comes in the clouds. That's all I'm saying, okay? So the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever, even forever and ever. I'm going to skip down just to show you more in this theme. Verse 21, I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. So keep in mind, God's people will be persecuted, have been persecuted in the time of the, help me, Jesus, that time period, dark ages. The 1260 years of papal supremacy, when the Catholic Church killed you if you just read a scripture in your own language, okay? It was a death sentence. And then it goes on. Notice what it says in verse 22. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms. So that's another one that talks about, sorry, I missed my place here again, that talks about the saints possessing the kingdom. Because remember, the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High and the time that the saints possessed the kingdom. So what's happening is this is prior to the second coming of Jesus, my friend. Notice what it says in verse 25, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. That ended in 1798. So this time that God's people would possess the kingdom and triumph over the devil on this earth has to be after 1798. Now, we know that the Bible also in this chapter talked about the judgment shall sit and the books were open. So that's that judgment where God's people would be exonerated, okay? And after their exoneration, so to speak, from the accusations of the devil because they've depended on the merits of Christ and the power of Christ to overcome, then God's people will triumph over the devil for a short time, even before Jesus comes. Notice what it says, but judgment, the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. Who is the they? It's not the Father and the Son. It's talking about the people of God. We will actually be victorious over the devil, friends, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. The Bible says it right there. The kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. Brothers and sisters, it never said anything about a second coming of Christ in this chapter. Okay? So I want to share some things with you. Matter of fact, I wrote a little song. I didn't write the song, but it's based on this verse. It's not verbatim because it leaves out a phrase or two, but it says, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and all dominion shall serve and obey him. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High. So, brothers and sisters, we get the kingdom, dominion, the greatness of the kingdom is given to the people. That's not describing the second coming. Jesus comes to take that triumphant people back home. So some of you might remember now when you've read things like the persecution of God's people and how they would come upon us in the last days and our faces would light up. Now you know what I'm talking about. You might remember reading about that. Their faces were light up and the people would fall back. That's God's triumphant people prior to the second coming of Christ. But to be that way, we've got to have clean lives, pure lives, brothers and sisters, clean hands and a pure heart. And God can help us with that if we surrender to him. Now let me give you some accompanying scripture and other inspired writings here. Now, listen carefully. There is a group of Sabbath keepers called Davidian Adventists, and nice people, some of them, just like there's nice people that are non-Davidian Adventists, some of them, right? So this is not against them. I'm not one of them, but they teach that the stone of Daniel 2 that comes and hits the image, they don't teach that that's the second coming of Christ. They teach that that's God's people, but they believe it's them, okay? Now, I'm not saying they're totally correct in that, but they're not totally wrong on that. Traditionally, we teach, it has been taught, I should say, that that rock that comes out is Jesus Christ. But the Bible calls us rocks too, lively stones, God's people are lively stones. And the evidence shows that there is a triumph of God's people on the earth prior to. So what I teach is that total triumph includes the second coming of Christ, but it does start before, okay? So a lot of people reject what I'm teaching because a version of it is taught by the shepherd's rod. So let me help you understand something. A doctrine is not wrong because Catholics teach it. It's wrong because it's not in the Bible. There are some things that even the Roman Catholic Church promotes. I'm not saying how they promote it is right, but they promote it, used to promote reverence in the sanctuary while everybody else just talking or whatever. You had to be quiet when you went into a Catholic church, okay? Reverence in the sanctuary. Again, I'm not trying, they might be, you know, filling rosary beads and all that stuff, so I'm not in any way suggesting that everything they do in that reverence is correct. But the fact is, if they teach that we should be reverent in the sanctuary, should we not be reverent in the sanctuary because Catholics teach it? Okay? So a doctrine is not wrong because a group in error teaches that doctrine. It's wrong if it doesn't agree with Scripture. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses have something right that most Christians don't understand. Michael is Jesus, but he's God. So that's what they don't understand. He's still equal with God. That's what they don't understand. See, they're putting him down by putting him as Michael the archangel. But you see, why would you call Jesus an angel when he's the King of Kings? Jesus became a man. Hello? And the Bible says that men are made lower than the angels in Hebrews. So if he became a man, why couldn't he be in the form of an angel? That's even higher than a man. He came lower than that. So that totally debunks that whole line of thinking, brothers and sisters. But Michael the archangel is the one who contended against the devil for the body of Moses, and there's only one being that is ever mentioned that has the job of resurrecting people, and that is Jesus Christ. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Okay? You don't see the Holy Spirit resurrecting people. You don't even see God the Father resurrecting people. You see Jesus Christ resurrecting people. And so since Michael the archangel came to resurrect the body of Moses, brothers and sisters, Jesus said, "I'm the resurrection and the life." And you understand Michael and his angels, that means they belong to him, fought against the dragon. Only Jesus can kick the devil out. The devil was the supreme angel among angels. Okay, so those are some proof principles and texts, but that being said, something's not wrong because they teach it. It's wrong if it disagrees with the Bible, and that's where our minds kind of get all messed up. We're politicians. oh, we can't associate with that brother because he teaches this, you know. And we don't say, well, is he taught this and that's taught by this. Don't worry about who else teaches it. Is it truth? That's what you have to understand. So I'm just trying to help you understand that God is going to have us triumph over the enemy and even before Jesus comes. That's really the crux of this message. So I'm going to read Daniel 2. It says, and whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, this is verse 43 to 45, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. What king? What days of what kings? Brothers and sisters, you had Babylon, Medo Persia, Greece, Rome, then you had the Roman Catholic Church, and they have toes off of that feet, 10 of them, okay? So that represents Protestantism. That represents the nations that we have today. It is in the days of these kings that the God of heaven would set up a kingdom, okay, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. The dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. My brothers and sisters, God's people, even in Daniel 2, are shown to triumph over the enemy, and this is beginning even before Jesus comes. So I'm going to read something to you from a book called Early Writing. Some of you all are familiar with it, and this is Early Writing, page 37, 36 and 37. Listen carefully, because remember I told you some of y'all have read some things about God's people, their faces lighting up and enemies falling back. That's triumphing. Watch this. I saw that the four angels would hold the four winds until Jesus' work was done in the sanctuary. And then will come the seven last plagues. These plagues enrage the wicked against the righteous. They thought that we had brought the judgments of God upon them, and that if they could rid the earth of us, the plagues would be stayed. A decree went forth to slay the saints, which caused them to cry aloud, to cry day and night for deliverance. This was the time of Jacob's trouble. Then all the saints cried out with anguish of spirit and were delivered by the voice of God. Did it say we were delivered by the second coming of Christ? No. Did it say we were delivered by the thousands and ten thousands of angels? No. And by the way, I want to share something else with you. We'll have to deal with this at a later time. There is a place in the book of Revelation that says heaven was completely empty. So when we think of the second coming of Christ, we don't even think about the Father. We know that all the holy angels are going to come with him. If I was God the Father, I would be like, y'all ain't leaving me up here. I'm going with you. The glory, some of that light and glory is the Father in the background, brothers and sisters. The Father comes with Jesus down. He's not going to miss out on that great, grand opportunity to see his Son honored and the saints coming up. That's why heaven is empty for a space of time, brothers and sisters. The Father said, no. I'm not staying up here by myself. I'm going home. I know how he feels. I know what it feels like when my wife leaves home. I'm like, I don't want to be here by myself. Can we say amen? And I'm not trying to put myself in the light of the Father, but I will tell you the Bible teaches that when Jesus comes in the clouds of heaven, the Father is part of the light of glory that is behind, that is all around him, brothers and sisters. He comes down with his Son. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. We think of the Father as the hard, rough one, the judge, and we think of Jesus as the kind, lovey, fuzzy, wuzzy lawyer that's helping us. They are one, brothers and sisters, in purpose. The Father doesn't love you any less than Jesus does. That's why he sent Jesus to do this. So Father's coming too, by the way. So anyway, let's keep reading. This was the time of Jacob's trouble. Then all the saints cried out with anguish of spirit and were delivered by the voice of God. The 144,000 triumphed. Their faces were lighted up with the glory of God. Then I was shown a company who were howling in agony. On their garments was written in large characters, "Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting." I asked who this company were. The angel said, "These are they who have once kept the Sabbath and have given it up." I heard them cry with a loud voice, "We have believed in thy coming and have taught it with energy." And while they were speaking, their eyes would fall upon their garments and see the writing, and then they would wail aloud. I saw that they had drunk of the deep waters and fouled the residue with their feet, trodden the Sabbath underfoot, and that was why they were weighed in the balance and found wanting. Then that was it pretty much for that statement. So, brothers and sisters, the servant of the Lord says we're delivered by the voice of God. The Bible says the saints possess the kingdom. The Bible says the kingdom, dominion, greatness of the kingdom shall be given to the saints of the Most High. So I just wanted to correct that thought in your mind that we're just going to be bombarded and bombasted and bombed and just destroyed almost, and then all of a sudden Jesus comes. No, there is a small period of time where our faces are lighted up and we are triumphing, and the people who are trying to get us are coming and worshiping at our feet. That's mentioned in Revelation chapter 3 as well, the Philadelphian church. They worship at the feet of the people of God, asking us, in other words, to put a good word in to God for them. But it will be too late, because now is the accepted time to accept Jesus. So that's what we wanted to share today, that God has a triumphing people, but we will be pressed down, and we will be persecuted, and it will look like we're going to come to extinction, brothers and sisters. We have to hold on and have faith in God. Can we say amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you very much for revealing this wonderful truth to us. We ask that you would help us to be faithful. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus and the love that he has. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. When hoary times shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong it shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song. And that last verse says, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Help us, Father, that love will constrain us and keep us from evil today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, we're going to take a little break. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and we will see you in a few minutes with Sister Lenny sharing a wonderful health message with us, and the title will be Tea, a Steaming Cup of Medicine. Tea, a Steaming Cup of Medicine. All right, the torso song at this time.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must Your abnormality may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and
come and see.
Amen. Praise God. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now for us to hear from Sister Lenny on the subject, tea, a steaming cup of medicine.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Tea, a steaming cup of medicine. Back in the 1970s, medical researchers were startled to discover that people who drank moderate amounts of a certain natural substance seem to have greater protection against cancer, heart attacks, strokes, infections, diarrhea, dental problems, and a host of other ailments. During the next 25 years, as research was conducted around the world, it was proven that this wonder substance could enhance the immune system, prevent normal cells from turning cancerous, suppress the formation of growth of tumors, help regulate cholesterol levels, lower the risk of strokes, help control blood pressure, lower the risk of epileptic seizures, help control blood sugar levels, assist in weight loss, ward off viruses, fungi, and foodborne bacteria, fight bacteria in the mouth, and slow the aging process. And there's more. Women over the age of 50 living in Tokyo were astonished to find that those drinking this substance lived longer than those who did not. And many other studies conducted at leading medical centers and universities the world over confirm that drinking moderate amounts of this amazing substance could actually help to lengthen life. The good news is that this wonder substance is readily available and remarkably inexpensive. You can buy it in your local grocery or health food store, and it tastes delicious. What is this wonder substance? It's called green tea. That's right. The simple, delicious beverage has amazing medicinal properties. The fact that green tea promotes good health will come as no surprise to the Chinese and Japanese people who have been drinking it for thousands of years. In fact, a whole book on this green tea was written, and tea is a miraculous medicine for the maintenance of health. Tea has an extraordinary power to prolong life. There are many green teas out there, but what you want to look for is organic caffeine green tea. Anytime you drink tea, it should always be caffeine-free and organic. This morning's health segment is coming from Green Tea, the Natural Secret for a Healthier Life. Thank you so much. May we all reach out for those things that will allow us to live free. God bless you.
Amen, amen. All right, brothers and sisters, it's time to do roll call. And we start with Facebook. We have Sister Vicky from Georgia. Good morning, she says to all. From Florida, Sister Bernadette wishes us all a good morning. We have Sister Angela on the line from South Carolina. Sister Salita from Virginia, Sister Glorious from Virginia, saying good morning to all. Brother Brian from Kenya, the country of Kenya in Africa, saying good morning to us all. Brother Peyton from North Carolina, saying good morning to us all. And on the call, we have the following states represented. We have, this is going to be Ohio, Ohio, and Ohio again. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, 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 and Delaware again. Praise God. We have Michigan, we have Oklahoma, we have Ohio again, and we have Iowa, and we have New York, we have Michigan again and Georgia. Phone lines are open. Press star 6 if you have anything you'd like to share. And we'll go ahead and take our call from Sister Desiree. And we've got about 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning, everyone.
Yes,
it's Sister Maria. Good. I just want to say good morning. Sister Lenny, thank you very much for that build-up. I was waiting, hanging on. I was like, what tea is she talking about? I want some of that. So thank you for that. I was like, yeah, I got to get back to, because I'm a tea connoisseur, and get back to doing my tea daily. Sorry, thank you for that encouragement. And I just want to give a praise report as well. Last week, when I started my clinicals, I set a goal for myself, 100 sticks. And the manager of the department said, do you know how many sticks you have yet? And I was like, no. She said, anybody tell you? I said, no, how many? She said, 77. I said, double seven? Are you serious? And so I said, you know what that says? She said, yeah, completion. I said, oh, come on now. So I said, I got double seven, and I was so excited. I just fell in her arms. She understood, and I just thank God. So I probably have my 100 sticks well before Friday, well before Friday. So I just want to thank God for your prayers and your support.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for sharing that, sis. Thank you. Seven rhymes with heaven. Amen. All right, friends. Anybody else want to share anything? Press star 6. We'd love to hear from you. Anyone else? All right. Well, the Lord is good. And at this time, I will turn it over to my wife if she's available. You know, we are in a retreat, so she's got things she's got to do, as we both do. But if she's available, we'll ask her to have our closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for the love you have for us. We thank you for the testimony of Sister Desiree. We ask that you will continue to bless her in her training. We thank you very much for the health message that has been given to remind us that, or to tell us even, about the benefits of caffeine-free green tea. We pray that you will bless us, that we will be healthier today than we were yesterday. And we pray that you will help us to remember that the saints possess the kingdom, even prior to Jesus coming, that once we are determined to have been faithful in the judgment, and the seven last plagues have fallen, God's people will be delivered by the voice of God, and that voice will tell us the day and hour of the second coming of Christ. We thank you, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, for helping us to be on that road and on that journey. In Jesus' name, amen. God is good, friends. At this time, we'll have our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will walk with the Lord. I will walk.